What's happening locally? The news.
And let us take our midweek look, our Wednesday morning look, some of those local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The Institute for the Training and Use of Human Resources, IFARU, must reveal, once and for all, the name of the beneficiaries of the non-refundable aid and annul that 2021 resolution issued by the now former director of the entity, Bernardo Nando Meneses, who declared that information as confidential data. With that excuse, IFARU has kept secret the names of almost 3,000 beneficiaries of the economic aid that was distributed between the 7th of July of 2019 and May the 24th of 2023. This involved a disbursement of at least $141.6 million. The information on the use and disposition of state funds is public, indicated the National Authority for Transparency and Access to Information, ANTAI, in a statement released this Tuesday on its social networks. Last week, La Prensa published the first database with information on 4,903 IFARU aid packages, although in 56% the name appears hidden. There are only 2,144 identified beneficiaries, and on the list there are relatives of ministers, deputies, diplomats, suppliers and contractors of the state, and even a niece of President Laurentino Cortizo. ANTAI also reminded IFARU that it must comply with the order issued 14 months ago to repeal Resolution 320-2021-522 of August the 3rd of 2021, through which Meneses declared the resolutions, minutes and all information about the granting of economic benefits. Likewise, it was stressed that IFARU must regulate the economic aid program, including a public call for applicants, and publish a monthly accounting report that includes the names of the beneficiaries and the amounts disbursed, a list of those beneficiaries who have completed their studies satisfactorily, and another list of those who have failed to comply with their obligations, which must include details of the sums recovered for said failures. All these instructions are contained in a resolution issued by ANTAI on the 3rd of February of 2023, requested this Tuesday that IFARU deliver a report on the status, execution and compliance of the said resolution, reiterating our criterion that all the information related to the use and management of state funds is of a public nature. In the resolution of the 3rd of February of last year, it was noted that currently there are no requirements as such to grant non-refundable aid. There is no evaluation based on criteria such as merits, educational credits or academic performance. There is also no measurement scale to totally or partially deny the benefit, nor a deadline for its award. This lack of written procedures means that the process in the different administrative areas is altered according to and according to the orders and recommendations issued by hierarchical superiors, ANTAI noted. On that occasion, neither Meneses nor its current director, Iena Mola, nor the Minister of Education, Maruja Gorde de Villalobos, who presides over the National Council of IFARU, the highest body of that entity, have spoken so far. Meneses is currently a candidate for deputy of the ruling PRD in La Chorrera. Subsequently, there were at least two public reminders for IFARU to heed these instructions in April and in November of last year. Therefore, this Tuesday, it's the fourth time, unsuccessful so far, that ANTAI tells IFARU that it must make the information transparent. To make matters worse, after Meneses declared that the name of the beneficiaries was confidential data, the Comptroller General of the Republic decided to classify the information as reserved. ANTAI's statement this Tuesday, though, does not mention anything regarding the Comptroller's office. Comptroller Gerardo Solis defends the opacity of the processing of this information and says that there are 18 beneficiaries of aid who have been vilified by the media. This 2024 election year, IFARU will have a record budget, $545.8 million. This is $103 million more than what was assigned to the institution in 2023. $442.2 million. President Laurentino Cortizo joined the debate on the legal status of the candidacy of Raul Molino, Jose Raul Molino, standard-bearer of the Realizing Goals, the RM, and the Alianza parties, despite the fact that this is a matter that is in the hands of the Superior Court of Justice. Forgetting that Article 2 of the Constitution, by the way, says that the three powers of the state act limitedly and separately, Cortizo wrote on X, "My position as Panamanian and President of the Republic is that at this point in an election, all candidates, they must run, including Molino. This is an issue that the Electoral Court has had to resolve." Well, during a tour of Western Panama, the President also referred to the issue when answering a question from a journalist. There, he spoke of strengthening institutions and assured that he believes in separation of powers. He assured that he has never had prior communication with the judges of the court that he appointed. He explained that his responsibility is to the Constitution, the laws and the procedures, and that the decision to participate in the election should be resolved by the Tribunal Electoral. Cortizo's statement is already generating reactions, precisely because of the position he holds. He should not have made a statement that is an attempt to interfere in another organ of the state, thus violating the separation of powers regulated by the Constitution, said political analyst Jose Stout. Stout stated that the President even ignores the jurisdiction of the Supreme Court of Justice by stating it is a problem that must be resolved by the Tribunal Electoral Court. Lawyer Carisma Etienne Caramanenites demanded the 11-1 agreement of March the 4th of 2024, with which the Electoral Code authorized Jose Raul Molino to assume the presidency candidacy of the RM and Alianza after disqualifying Ricardo Martinelli from competing in the May the 5th elections following the sentence of more than 10 years in prison for the New Business case. The lawsuit warns that although Molino was appointed as vice president, their candidacy was not put to the vote in the RM primary election. Martinelli directly selected Molino, which was later ratified by the boards of RM and the Alianza. Jose Gabriel Carrizo, the vice president of the Republic and presidential candidate of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD, questions his participation in the debate that will be held today, the 17th of April, an event organized by the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama and the Tribunal Electoral with the production of Corporación Medcom. He states that if Jose Raul Molino, candidates of the Realizing Goals and Alianza parties, does not attend, he will not participate. Quote, "With the purpose of continuing to strengthen democracy, I respectfully call on at TE Panama and the organizers of the presidential debate to guarantee the attendance of the eight candidates who must be on the ballot in the elections this May the 5th. This election, it will be defined between the PRD Molirena and the Rolando Metas. For this reason, if at Jose Raul Molino does not appear in the last debate tomorrow, I will refrain from participating," the politician wrote on his X account. Molino's campaign informed this media, that's La Prensa, that he will not attend the third presidential debate. So far, Molino has not been in any of the official debates, nor in the forums and discussions organized by civil society groups or unions. While the Chamber of Commerce reported, "For now, we understand that he will not attend." The first official debate took place on the 26th of February, while the second was celebrated on the 13th of March. In both seven of the eight presidential candidates participated, Carrizo from the Democratic Revolutionary Party and Molirena, Martin Torrijos from the Popular Party, Romulo Ruiz from Cambio Democratico, and the Panamanista Party, Ricardo Lombana from the Otro Path Movement, as well as Melitona Rocha, Zulay Rodriguez, and Maribel Gordon, candidates for free nomination. The Supreme Court of Justice declared legal the precautionary measures issued by the Superior Court of Settlement of criminal cases to Ricardo Martinelli, convicted of money laundering in the so-called New Business case. Although this decision is known now, it was adopted by the full court on the 7th of March, the speaker was Judge Maria Cristina Chen Stanziola. In this way, the plenary sessions supported the ruling of February the 2nd of 2024 of the Superior Liquidation Court, which maintained precautionary measures, preventative of leaving the country and the obligation to notify the 15th of each month, ordered by the first Specialised Prosecutor's Office against Organised Crime on July the 2nd of 2020, when Martinelli was called for investigation for this reason, but he took advantage of Article 25 of the Constitution to not testify against himself. In response to the decision of the Superior Court of Liquidation, lawyer Carlos Carrillo, one of Martinelli's defenders, filed an appeal and a habeas corpus in favour of his client. Since then, and until now, many changes have occurred in Martinelli's procedural situation. To begin with, Martinelli was eventually charged, tried and convicted of money laundering, the sentence of 128 months in prison and a fine of $19.2 million became final on the 4th of March of this year. 3 days later, Martinelli declared himself politically persecuted and hid in the Nicaraguan embassy in Panama, where he remains to this day. Criminal Judge Baluisa Martinez requested the Judicial Investigation Directorate, the DIJ, to capture him and hand him over to the penitentiary system for his corresponding admission to prison. The court has rejected at least 16 amparos of constitutional guarantees presented by Martinelli's lawyers against various resolutions issued by the Second Liquidation Court of Criminal Cases, where Judge Martinez is in the new business case. As a consequence of the conviction, Martinelli was also disqualified from participating as a candidate for the presidency of the Republic and as a deputy for the 8-4 Circuit for the Realizing Goals, the RM and the Alianza parties. The National Solid Waste Management Council intends to be formed by the Cleaning, Urban and Home Authority, the AAUD, in order to give way to the National Plan for Comprehensive Solid Waste Management in 2024-2028, which would establish a roadmap towards the transformation of the management and disposal of solid waste in the country. The proposal for a National Council is part of the consulting work carried out by the AAUD with the Inter-American Development Bank, and which seeks to create a space for interaction between various entities so that the National Comprehensive Waste Management Plan can be worked on, which will be the guides to establish the comprehensive waste management model at the national level. With the strategic plan for solid waste in Panama, the management and final disposal of non-hazardous waste of household, commercial and special treatment origin will be established towards the transformation of the circular economy and climate change. The formation of this body will be made up of representatives of different public institutions such as the AAUD, the Ministry of Health, the Ministry of the Environment, representatives of the private sector, Association of Recyclers, Workers, Academics and NGOs. And that's it. There we go. There's our look. Those are some of the items in the local news for you for this morning, compiled for today's programme.